The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. A very good morning to you, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Bonjour. I'm grateful for climatisation, for air conditioning here in Abidjan.
Let's hope you do get some. But nonetheless, I mean, talking about Abidjan, as per our conversation yesterday, there's the whole slavery reports in Libya. How did we get there? What are the Libyan authorities saying? And what are the leaders, African leaders, saying?
Well, you know, the Libyan leaders, first of all, this thing came to light with the CNN broadcasting footage of a slave auction. The Libyan leaders have taken a leaf out of Donald Trump's book and said, this is fake news. Well, that hasn't really silenced anyone, certainly not the Africans and certainly not the European leaders here, who are absolutely scandalized by this reemergence of this evil that we thought that the world had more or less got rid of 200 years ago. We've had instances of slavery since then, and we've had reports about how many millions of people are actually victims of modern slavery. But here at the summit in Abidjan, Emmanuel Macron, who's making his first African safari as part of his visit here, he has called this a crime against humanity and has called for military action, military and police action to stop it. So very, very tough stuff. And we're expecting something quite tough in the declaration today when the summit ends. President Jacob Zuma took an interesting middle path in this. He's absolutely strongly condemned slavery, but he has not named or in any way blamed the Libyan government for allowing it to happen under its watch. It has to be said, to be fair, that the Libyan government is not a very strong one and not able to stop it. But what the African leaders or delegations I've spoken to, they're furious, and they're saying, you know, that the Europeans effectively have blood on their hands in this regard, because they say they have been throwing money at the problem of migration and hoping, you know, that would stop the migrants coming across the Mediterranean into Europe, throwing money by assisting the Libyan Navy and the Libyan Coast Guard to stop these people. And these people are then detained, and it's in those camps where they have some of them as large as 80,000 people that these evils happen. There's starvation, there's rape, there's all sorts of things, including this slavery, the slave market in which they were selling young men for as farm laborers.
Jean-Jacques, we've seen pictures of football star Samuel Eto'o, and we've seen there's a video surfacing now on Facebook of Nigeria. Apparently, Nigerian nationals being ushered back to Nigeria. Is it a question of African leaders are just talking for the sake of talking? Is there action behind it? I mean, if we have these people that are there in Libya, are African leaders going in and saying, I'm from Kenya, are there any Kenyans here? If you want to go home, here's a plane. Go home.
No, we haven't seen that. And I mean, I don't know how practicable that is, but certainly that could be something coming up here. I think somebody might, if anybody's going to hold Libya's foot to the fire, I think it's quite fair to say, well, you know, there's got to be a follow-up action. The African leaders themselves must do the sort of thing you're talking about, be more direct. You know, we did have Rwanda saying, we will take in Libyans migrants who are captured or held, detained in Libya, and we will take them in, talking about as many as 30,000 of them. Well, there's some word here that the Rwandans themselves are being paid by some European powers, including France, to do this, to offer this kind of shelter. That hasn't come up here in this thing, but there's certainly reports that I've seen, and delegates I've spoken to are saying that.
I suppose then the real question that we want to ask is that, are we being unfair to the SADC and the African Union by saying that they haven't acted enough? It's one of those things where you've got to tread carefully.
Indeed, you can imagine you have slavery in your country, as I say, an evil that, you know, one of the most historic evils, again, crimes against humanity. Suddenly it appears in your country, you know, you've really got to be on the defensive. But if we're going to fight this, perhaps there's no other way than taking it head on and saying and accepting this is happening. We have got to stop it. And let's hope that something does occur here or start here. The Rwandan offer of assistance must be welcomed, even if there is some other money behind it. It has to be welcomed. We are going to step in and stop this and take these poor people who are being held in parlous conditions in Libya. We'll take them into our country.
Yeah, I know. Monsieur Jean-Jacques, once again, you know, it's always good to hear from you. But nonetheless, we do this again next week then. A la semaine prochaine.
A la semaine prochaine.
Thank you so much. I'm getting there. Thank you so much. Jean-Jacques Konish with your Africa Report.